What's before the General Assembly in 2013 is obviously, as a result of the Roberts Supreme Court ruling, the Affordable Care Act changed. What came from the Roberts Supreme Court ruling is an interpretation of the law in such a way that I would suggest that the law would never have been filed the way it's now being enacted and interpreted. And what the Roberts Supreme Court ruled is that each individual state would have the discretion whether or not to fully expand Medicaid from their current levels to 133%, which actually ends up being 138% of poverty levels. So that's not, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 5 is not specific to that, but what it is specific to is what would be a very good use of our time. And what I mean by that, much is being made of the fact that the bargain that the hospitals entered into, and keep in mind that at the negotiation table for the Affordable Care Act, there were a lot of people at that table. Obviously, you had the administration, you had hospital association, you had the drug companies, all medical device and service providers, as well as the insurance companies. I would also suggest that you had no one from the Republican Party at that table. When the Roberts Supreme Court ruling was brought forth, I would suggest that there was no party that was more badly damaged from that ruling than the hospital association. In those negotiations, the hospitals had entered into this grand bargain. And the bargain, the financial bargain they entered into was one whereby they agreed to give up the financial support that they have received from the federal government for charitable care. We refer to them as DSH dollars, disproportionate share dollars. They agreed to give those dollars up. They also agreed to lower Medicare reimbursement rates. And they also agreed for the first time for penalties for readmittance. So if they had served a Medicare person and they would be readmitted in a certain period of time, most often not a month, there would be a penalty for that. So all of those decisions on the behalf of the association in negotiation with the administration with respect to Affordable Care Act, that was all money out. And they were willing to enter into that negotiation in exchange for the big expansion of Medicaid. And that would be money in. So they would receive money for covering, in Missouri's case, somewhere between 250 and 400,000 people, depending on who you ask. So that was the bargain they struck. And when the ruling came down, if there's one group that suffered financially in that ruling, it was that group. And as one might imagine, they are now spending a tremendous amount of time, both inside and outside the building, encouraging us to complete the bargain on their behalf, to expand Medicaid, to make them whole financially. And I would remind everyone that when Medicaid first came to be, it was introduced in 1965, and the last state to adopt it was Arizona in 1982. So what I've said in as many public places that I've been asked is that it's my opinion that we won't expand Medicaid in 2013, but that's for 2013. My hope, my prayer would be that this administration, the Obama administration, recognize the fact that the law as it exists today, the law as interpreted by the Roberts Supreme Court, is one that they themselves would never have offered, they themselves would never have voted for. And the way this should be reconciled is by the federal government reopening that law and fixing that law and do it in a bipartisan way such that both parties and all interested parties would come to some agreement what the right next step is to do. So what I think is a better use of our state's time, our governor's time, and the hospital association's time is until such time that that law is reopened, that they petition the federal government to continue to send these disproportionate share dollars. Well, actually what they do is they phase out disproportionate share dollars over a six-year period. So the lobbying would simply mean to say, stop, don't even begin the phase out. That the case is being made that's specific to rural hospitals, that Missouri each year gets about $450 to $500 million in disproportionate share dollars, that when those dollars are ultimately done away with, that it would come at the detriment of rural hospitals. And the math does not look good for rural hospitals if we go forward. It won't look horrible overnight, it'll look horrible over a six-year period. Clearly, while waiting for the federal government to legislate the Affordable Care Act, while we're waiting, all of our energies in this state should be to lobbying the federal government to not begin the phase down of disproportionate share dollars, and that's what the resolution asks all of us to agree to, and it encourages the governor to agree to the same.